How do you thought, Manalev? Last line, or last word in the second to last line. Bar Biachanan, Yosemim Armim Nasananu. We gave the woman the Mei Mezonos, and there's some close Russian Tosfos over here. Are we talking about a payment for the future or a payment on the past? So they say that they gave, and she says, I didn't receive. Okay. So who do we put the burden of proof on? So you put the burden of proof on, at first glance, we should put the burden of proof on the woman, because she's being moitzi from the children. So the question is, so she has to shiva on the from the time of the husband that the property is to provide her for this purpose. So do we say nichsi becheskes yasmi kaimi, that we look at it that the property is the muchzik by the yisoimim, and therefore valamana lahabi raya, so she's the moitzi, and she would have to bring a raya. Rashi says the raya, what it would be, how do you prove that somebody didn't do something? That's a little bit challenging. So I says you bring Edim, that the yisoimim were moita in front of the Edim, that they hadn't taken care of something yet. Hadn't taken care of it yet.
That's
which is a challenge.
It's a tall order.
Yeah, it's a tall order, right? So this is a shiva that she gets, and this is not just a regular shiva. It's a shiva which you get just every shiva. The Baal Chev is a shiva, but he's still called the Moitzi. But since she got the shibud b'tzadai bezdin, it's like it's been awarded to her already.
Just a formality, sort of.
And the next step is just the practical steps of deciding what. But we look at it that she's betzim already been awarded by bezdin through tzadai bezdin to get it. Therefore, vali yisemim l'habi raya. Then they would have to prove that they paid already. Okay. Toshma. The Tani Levi. Abana calls Manchel and Nisais. As long as she has not remarried, Al Yisemim Lahabi Raya. So we consider Bishus the Isha. And the Yisoimim have to prove that they didn't pay. If, however, she's remarried, but there was mazonis which she had laid out the money for, and they're supposed to they need to reimburse her. At this point in time, once she's niseis, she loses. She has no rights to the property anymore. So now it's becheses the Yisoimim, and she's coming to claim that they owed her money for mazonis in the past. Olel habi raya. Okay.
Is there no limitation time wise? I mean, she can come at me.
What do you mean?
I mean, how long can she wait? Say that I never got.
No, is there statute of limitations for making a claim in Bezdin? No.
5 years later, she comes and I never got.
Well, we discussed before the idea that there are scenarios which we might indicate there's a mechila, but without indicating a mechila, there's no halacha concept that they didn't ask something for something, therefore I have no right to it anymore. He owe me money. We might say the fact that you waited 75 years before you asked for it, but it probably means you were moichel, you know, okay. But it's not a halachic statute of limitations. Okay. Because the Mor says, that's the Mor says, that's Levi's raya. The Mor says, Omer Rebsimi Barashi, no, Kitanoi. There really is, this is a Machlokes Tanoi. It's not like you're saying, it's just Pasha, see, a little bit quietly. Yes. So I ask you to do it quietly. Thank you. So it says Mecheris Bekesevis. So the woman is selling out some of the properties to be able to get Mezonos, which they put into the Shtar Mechira. They add that Elul the Mezonos Mecharti, Veilul the Ksuba Mecharti, Dibur Yehuda. So if she's doing it to be able to collect the Mezonos, so she has to write that she's selling it for Mezonos purposes. She's doing it to collect the Ksuba, so they have to write in the Shtar that she's selling it for Ksuba purposes. Dibur Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Amar Mecheres B'Kasev Estam. She does not need to indicate it in the Shtar. And V'chein Kercha Yofa. Okay, so Mor says, so what does Mechlok is that she has to indicate in the Shtar why she's selling it? So Mor says, and also what does V'chein Kercha Yofa mean? So Mor says, my love, B'Hokam Eflugi, L'Chara, this is the Mechlok is. Rabbi Yehuda the Omer Boy Lefrushi, Sarver Nixi Becheskes Yasmi Kaimi, Val Homana Lahabi Raya. Rabbi Yossi Sarver Loy Boy Lefrushi, because Nixi Becheskes Amana Kaimi, Val Yisemim Lahabi Raya. So, according to Rabbi Yossi, let's start from Rabbi Yossi, that we say the Nechasim are Becheskes the Isha. So, she has them. So she can take them to use them for whatever she needs. So she's not answerable to anybody. They come along and saying, like, well, why'd you sell this? It's like, you have the problem with, you're the moitzi. These are the moitzi. We're trying to clarify, how dare you sell this property? What was your right to sell the property? So the lady said, she says, I'm the muktzik. So I don't have to prove anything for you, so I don't need to write anything of the star. If you come along and says, the betzim, she's the moitzi. So there's always going to be at any given time, like we say, like we have a right to question how she have a right to sell this. That was she was taking away from the assignment. Oh, we have documentation why she was selling it. We explained in the shtar what the purpose was. So the Yehuda says they have to be a farish is because they hold the nechasim are becheskes of the assignment. Okay, Mor says no.
So, what kind of property are we talking about here?
We're talking about karka.
So, I understand. How does she have the right to? You're saying that it's really belongs to the Yisomen?
Correct. She has a shibud on it, and she, if she can document why she's doing it, she's able to do it. Because she does have a right. If the Yisomen are not challenging her at this moment, then the Yisomen are not challenging her, so she has a right to say that she needs. Every time she needs Mezonos, she doesn't have to run to the Beis Din. She takes if there's no money, she takes some of the property and she sells it off and supports herself. But she needs to document it because at any given time, they have a right to challenge. They have any moment they can challenge her. What do you do? If you hold the chesed yisomim kaimi,
what? I mean, you said every time, but how do we know how often it's allowed to be sold, a piece of sold for her support? She says, "I want 5 years worth." The yisomim say, "No, you can only get a month's worth."
You know what? I don't recall if the Mor discusses it. To my embarrassment, the last time I learned this parak was a very long time ago. So we'll find out, maybe. Over 20 years ago. So I don't remember. Yeah. I might say closer to 30. Okay. Gemara says no. Why do we need to say this? That's the argument. Dilma, the Kuliyama, Nixi Becheskas of Monokaimi. Well, you said Habir Raya. That really everybody could agree to the Nechasim and Becheskas Oman, and therefore they could both agree that to this Braisa, which Levi quoted. Neither one is arguing on the Braisa. So you, Rav Shimon Rashi, are saying that this is a Machlokes Tanoim, that what Levi, the Braisa that Levi quoted. No, both Tanoim can agree to the Braisa. And therefore, Vala Yisrael Habi Raya, like the Braisa said. But Rehuda eats a Torah Kamashmal, and that which Rehuda says that she writes it in the Shtar, is the eats a Torah Kamashmal. The Likra Law Rab Sanusa. So they see her selling properties. If we don't document what the purpose of the sales of the properties, so somebody sees that, you know, this woman has taken, you know, in the last 6 months she sold out 3 properties. Says, wow, this woman has a tremendous appetite. Right? So nobody's going on to marry her. Like, she's an expensive proposition to marry. Right? But if she's documenting the purposes of what the sales are for, so people will not be confused, they will not necessarily see, they'll be able to see that that was from Zionists, is there something else, etc. And then, so by documenting it, she's protecting her reputation. Okay.
It doesn't sound like then you'd only document it if it wasn't for Zionists.
I guess Rabbi Huda's point is that any sale that she makes, she should have a paper trail what its purpose is. So it's for the ksuba, it's for the mezonos, it's for taking care of the yisoimim. You know, she went and sells the property because the kids need food. You know, and she's acting as that the apotropos. And everybody says that she ate it all herself. You know, so she would say this was sold to take care of these. She would. Okay. 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 The more says dilo te mahachi. If you don't say like we're suggesting right now, that Yehuda is an eitzah, that the idea is an eitzah tevah kamash malon. So then, hod the bar biyachilon. That which biyachilon has his shayla, who's the mitzi. You can read the Raya from a Mishnah, the upcoming Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Macharis the Mazonah Shalom Bebezdin." Kasev is the Mazonah's Macharti. The Mishnah says, "Beferish that she has to write." If you're learning that. The purpose of Kasevis is otherwise because she's better than the Moitzi. So what was Rabbi Yehuda Shaila? Excuse me. What was Rabbi Yerchan and Shaila? It's a fairish astam mishnah that she has to write. And Rashi was suggesting that the fact that she has to write indicates that she's the Moitzi. So what was Rabbi Yerchan and Shaila? It's a fairish mishnah. Teretz is. It's a mecheres mazon shel bebezdin. So, like your original thought process of Simba Ashi, that the Ksiva is indicative of the fact that really she's the Moitzi, and therefore she has to document it. So, bring a rye from the Mishnah. So, what was the Rechon and Shiloh? Who's the Moitzi? The Fersha Mishnah. Teretz is Elamim Asnisan Lekalim Mishnah Mino. Teretz, we could say you can't prove from the Mishnah because I can understand the Mishnah. They said that it's not saying that she must do this because of a legal purpose. The Mishnah is saying she should do it because it's beneficial for her. It's a good suggestion for her. So Hachanami, Eitzatayba Kamash Malon. So therefore, over here as well, you, Rashi Rashi, are saying this is Mechlokes Hanoyim because Rehuda says she has to write it. No, she's writing it because of Eitzatayba Kamash Malon. Okay, the Gemara is going to give a suggestion to be derech of the raya, the other direction. Let's see Rashi first. Back in Sarivam Meral of the bottom Rashi, the Sananu Dimei Mezonis L'Shana Habo'ah. So I've given the money for the Mezonis for the upcoming year. So or that we have given the money for the Mezonis for the upcoming year. They certainly saying that they paid out. The money for the upcoming year from Mizanus. Tale of the bottom choices. Some in the Sanandu. So Amr Rebbe, that's the choices is quoting his Rebbe. Like I said, then the choices is memorization, meaning Murray Rabbi. He choices is quoting it from his Rebbe. I'm not sure who Rebbe is referring to over here. The Mari Mizanus Sha'ovru. We're talking about Mizanus that has been consumed already, and she's claiming that she let out the money from property that she owned, not from the Baal, and therefore the Baal's estate has to reimburse her. Over there, the Mucha Milsa Tvei Mishum Deshoska Ad Hashta. There's indication. So, why'd you lay it out if that's true? That you really hadn't received money, and you need to get it reimbursed. So where were you until now? Mishum l'shoska d'hashto d'yas mikush t'kami. Avu b'mzernis d'lahabo, with the ongoing need for mizernis, v'ar el yisemim l'habi raya. Tosha said there's no shayla that this idea of getting something b'tanai bezdin is considered a muchzik. Well, how do I know that? So that way she has a right to get to be able to sell to get mezonos, or to she says I need to get my money from my mezonos. There's no we gave you already. So that's going to be a very very bad system. So every time she comes and asks she needs money from mezonos from the kids, they say yeah we gave already. How are you going to be able to ever get the money from the Zionists? Bezin is not going to set up a system which doesn't work. Because the Berachon, who the Omer Perakam of the Bilmitsiya, a Tainachim Meister Bezin, Lerma Kluma, a person makes a claim against the Chiyah that Bezin is generating, it does not win. That's part of how Bezin sets up their claims, that they should be effective. So this is the Berachon talking. I feel the man, the Leslie, the Bierchanon. Even if over there you argue, over there we're talking about there was Bezin made an award. But Halchamoida, Lomahemni, Lomaparati, the Yisrael cannot be believed. They said they paid already. The Mahemni, Mahuil, Chometakatam, Shatita Lomazonis. So call Shah Yermu Parati. So it says, just like you find by Ksuba, Midi the Havi Ksuba, Makam Shekhoisin, the Kuliyama Mani, the Motsi Yama Parati, my time at the Precious. Makam Shekhoisin Ksuba, they rely on Tanai Bezin. Great. So the woman comes up to Ksuba and says, I paid already. Prove me wrong. Makam Shekhoisin Ksuba, they have a star. So the woman walks in Bezin with the star, she wins. Makam Shekhoisin Ksuba, they rely on the Tanai Bezin. What's happening? The husband saying, Parati. Terry says, that's ridiculous. If you're lying on the Tanai Bezin, it must be the Tanai Bezin. Either you have a general rule, the Tanai Bezin, you can't say Parati against the Tanai Bezin. Or over here, due to the nature of the way it's set up, it has to be that the part of the Tanai Bezin, it was, specifically, you can't say Parati, otherwise what'd you accomplish? So the same thing is true by Mizernis. So Tosis says the question cannot be a question of she's selling property now to get addressing her upcoming needs of Mizernis. As he's talking about that a case where she already had taken the mezonos, the question she's claiming that she laid out the money herself and she needs to be reimbursed. And they said, no, you took money and of our money, and you got your mezunos. So we don't owe you anything. So Tosis is very strong. You know, the aura of Tosis is very strong. Shall Hadal and Rashi. Rashi is the main mezunos of Shana Habo'ah. So. And maybe that's what, you know, it's hitting to what Jeff was saying. She has the right to sell to get, and they can't say parati against it. But there's a time limit on that. You know, she's, you know, if she's coming along and saying I have a need to sell mezunos now to get from mezunos for this period of time, whatever the time is. The same over here, the case was. The son came first and said, "We just gave her a year's worth of mezunos up front." Right? So that's the type of case. But, you know, if they're going to say we just gave her the last 10, the next upcoming 10 days up front, she's not getting anything. You know, so for what, she's supposed to starve. 10 days from now, she's going to have to get something more anyway. So the question is, you're saying you paid a full year's worth up front? I don't know. Okay, so what's the shaila? Do you say nifsi abal becheses yasmi? So they're musik on the yershim. It's their property. She has a shibud on it. V'hiya mitzia mehem. So that's like a regular case that you have a balcha being mitzia from somebody. He has a shibud on it, but still, so she has to prove it. Rashi says, how would she prove it? How does she prove they didn't pay something? Shahodu Yisaimin Bifneim Shalakiblum. The Edim are going to testify. They heard the Yisaimin admit to the Edim that the woman had not been given her money yet. But as long as she has not given her money from mezunos. Till she can prove that, she can't collect. But do you say becheses almana kaimi? Sherei nishtavdu b'tanai bezdin. It's given to her not just a regular shibud, but b'tanai bezdin. And therefore, the yisaimim are the moitzi, considered the moitzi, and that they have to bring the raya. Okay. So the more sevi toshma, because the Brisa says niseis, if she already remarried, and he bought litoy mezonos shoshanim she'avru, and she's coming to claim reimbursement for mezonos that she, so she stayed in Amana for X amount of years. She remarries. She has no right to mezonos anymore. But she's coming saying, you know, but meanwhile, those 5 years, I'm owed money for the mezonos that I took away. I didn't take it from the assignment. They owe me money. So she's being mitzi. Olel labi raya. The Mishnah says, ein hanachasim b'reshusa. Once she's remarried, she has no right, she has no possession of the property. But if she makes this claim when she's still an amana, she's the you certainly have to prove it because she's the muksik. Okay, so Rav Shimon Rashi said it's kitanoi. So she's mecheris, and then with kesevis elul mezonos. B'shtaras mechira shehi kesevis lekukos in the shtar mechira that she gives to the lekeach. The shtar mechira is written by the mecher. And in the star, the star mechira person writes. He says, "I'm selling you my field." So he documents his desire to transfer the field into a star. And then when he gives the star to the lekeach, that transfers ownership. So in that star that the mechira is writing, kesevis. As a mocher of the mezonos, she would document that this is being sold for mezonos purposes. If she's selling it to collect the ksuba, tefarish mesechah shtar the ksuba mecharti. Then she would write that she sold it for the ksuba purposes. Like we're going to explain further. So Morris says, "My love, welcome." Rabbi Yehuda, the Omer, that what this is machlokes. The Hapirish Yafa law that she needs to document it. Summer nitzav b'chesis yas mikayma. It's really the summer of the muksik. Vila Pirish Amal Ksuba Amal Mizonis. She doesn't clarify what's for what purposes. Soif kishatava litvoya. She's going to come and make a claim in the future. Yermala Masha Macharta, the Ksuba Macharta, Masha Macharta, the Ksuba Machart, the Kibat Ksuba Seich. Okay, she says, you know, she's coming to the Ksuba and says, what do you mean? You got your Ksuba ready. You sold all this property for your Ksuba. She said, okay, fine. If you're arguing, so then I ate something during those years. Vim Taimar Lehem. If the woman will respond, okay, fine. Maybe it was for the ksuba. So it means you didn't pay me for mezonos yet. So pay me for the mezonos now. So heim yomru nesanulich metaltalin tomid b'mezonosayich. We've given you. Yeah, we didn't. The properties, we documented what was sold and the value. So it was all for the ksuba purposes. So it wasn't from Mizonis. It's fine. But maybe we've been giving you money the whole time. And behave the money. The summon or bechess. It's bechess is the summon. They would win. But if she could document the purpose of was for Mizonis. So later on, they can't say that this was sold for that was really sold for the ksuba. Okay, that is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi saw Renixi Bechas is Amana Kaima. No, the Amana is the Musik. He talks with him the Tzarech Mazen Hasel. She can take possession of the properties for mezonos purposes or for ksuba purposes, and and therefore they, the assignment, would have to prove that they paid the ksuba. The fikach hastam is yafala. So that's what is the Rishi says it's much better. They should write it stam. That's what can kach yafal. Why? If they have a kufa is shalachu sadis mi bala. Because if the husband had sold properties in his lifetime, shim yichlu kol nifsei yisomim, if everything which was not sold b'chayib habal and went over to the yisomim Birusha, with her having this schus on it, so now she says she now wants to come across the ksuva. So she has the right to go back to the people who purchased fields from the husband b'chayov. She has the right to go to collect from those lekuchas. So she could say, they say, what do you mean? The lekuchas will say, what do you mean you come to collect? You already sold those fields, you got your ksuba. She says, no, tachakol ma'ashu makhra the mezonos. All that was for mezonos purposes. Well, the kucha is shalachem ibala taksha al ksuba. So she can go to the kuchas for the ksuba. But she tefarish the ksuba makarti. If she indicates in any of them that she sold it for the ksuba purposes, the sukkel shuv the not because of Mizenah, she can't say, you know what, I'm not collecting Ksuba now, I'll take it for Mizenah's purposes. She can't do that. So Rashi says, one second. So what's the worst will come? So we'll end up having that field designated for Ksuba purposes. She'll go back to the Lekuchas from the Baal. She's a Shiva, and the Baal's in the custom to get her Mizonis. Now the Baal sells it to a Lekeach. Then the husband dies. Now she needs Mizonis, so she goes to the Lekeach. Okay, I said, listen, it's not, you got your Ksuba. She said, yeah, but I need Mizonis now. So Lo Taksa Mizonis out. She cannot go and ask for she cannot collect from the Lekuchas who bought Bechaya Baal. She cannot collect from them for the purpose of Mizonis. Itnan ain Matzian Lamazan or Isha Bahabonis Minachasim Mishabodim. Any property which has been sold, you cannot go to the purchaser and take that away for support purposes for the woman or for the children, for the daughters. Tosis comes along. Okay, I thought I was addressing a different problem. Okay. So Morris says no, that really Rabbi Yehuda could agree that in some, that like Rabbi Yossi, that really the man is the muhsik. But it's a tetava the Lord Likula Rab Sanusa. Rosh Mecher is called Kako Seilu. People see that she's selling all these properties. Sarish Mechrot Mecharta Lemazanis. Think she's selling it for support purposes. So Motilea Shem Rab Sanusa Meshume Adam Noisa. People will say, "Wow, she eats a lot, so nobody's going to want to marry her." Dilotem Mahachi, the time of Yehuda, La Mishum Nifsi Becheses Yasmihu. Because if you don't say that, the documentation is not because she's the Moitzi, and it's because of this. It's just for her benefit. Because if you don't say that, hold the Barib Yerchanim. Amila Habiraya, Rehun says, okay, so who has to prove it? He, the Masisa, the put of Rebuter Bryce, Lo Shmiele, to say Rehun didn't know about the Bryce. Very possible. Masisa Mia Shmiele, he knew the Mishnayas. Shamishis, Nishnais, Tomid, the Mesemetis, those always know. If you're equating documentation to the fact that she's the Moitzi, so we have a Mishnah that says that. The Mishnah says she has to write, like Rabbi Yehuda. So Teretz is, the Pshat in the Mishnah is, Deitz Tavra Kamash Malon. The Likri Law, Rav Sanusa. So once that's true in the Mishnah, so it's also true in the Braisa. So, and if you don't say like that, and you say, and if you, Rashi Rashi remains stuck that the fact that she has the document is a raya that she's the Moitzi, so that's a Mishnah then. So what was Rechon and Shiloh? Okay. Okay. So that's the first way to be doicha what Rav Simon Rashi is saying. that everybody agrees that the mon is the muksa. The Mor says, or inami, I could also tell you the opposite. The kuli alma nixi becheskis yasmi kaimi. Everybody holds up the summer of the muksa. So therefore, Rabbi Huda says she has to document, because it's becheskis the yisamim. So if she comes along and tries to collect the ksuba, say, you got it already. He said, no, that was from his owners. He says, no, it wasn't. It was for the ksuba. So she needs to document what it was for, otherwise she's going to lose her ksuba. So what's up, Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi says she doesn't need to write. But how no time with Rabbi Yossi, can I buy a kshisha? The Pshat and Rabbi Yossi is like the elder Abaya, not the regular Abaya, but there's somebody else on the Abaya Kshisha. The Abaya Kshisha, Abaya Kshisha says Pshat and Rabbi Yossi, Moshe the Rabbi Yossi Lamad Abadema. So to what can we compare Rabbi Yossi's approach is because we're comparing it to what? To the following. The Shchimira Shomer Tzinu Masayim Zuz the Pliny Bal Chayvi. So the Shchimira says, give 200 Zuz to Pliny, who's my Bal Chayv. His Lashon wasn't pay, his Lashon was give. So we could interpret that, you know, so and so is somebody that was very nice to me and they took care of me and helped me. I want to give him a matana. I want to give him 200 zoos. So rotsa b'chayv noitlan, rotsa b'matana noitlan. He could either take it as a payment for the chayv, or he could take it as a matana. Then it says, "Ime matana noitlan loy kach yafakaycha." Isn't that the best way for him to do it? Obviously, it is, because the schus of the chayv, if he has a star, he has the right to collect from the chasim shabbatim. He doesn't need the fellow to pay him. So he could take this, if it's a case where there's no star, so he's the moitzi. So he's not going to get the payment twice. Because we'll say for the summer, maybe you were paid already. Right? Well, Tanin Yasim, that the father, the Baal Chayv, paid already. So even if the fellow dies, he's not going to collect the second time. But in the case where there's a shtar, so he could collect anyway. So he says, okay, this was a matana they gave me, and I also have a shtar. So so what's the parallel? So Yossi is saying that just like over there, the fellow can say that the purpose, that his goal wasn't to pay my chayv. The goal was to give me a matana. So over also she can say, that sale okay, I'm not sure. Let's see Rashi. Inami the Kuliyam is Rashi and Tzadivam and Bezabadam Rashi. Hechad Omer Yosemim Nisanan, well, Really, in the case of the Yisurim, saying that we paid already, Alamana Lahabi Raya, so the Mona would have to prove. She sees the Moitzi. So then Rabbi Huda makes a lot of sense. So what Filahi Rabbi Yossi Astam Yafula. But even so, Rabbi Yossi said it's better to not document what these previous sales were for. Why? Lachifas Lakukhis Shibakai Bala Laksuba Kimosha Pirashti. So she wants to go now and collect from people which purchased properties from her husband after they were married before he died, that she has a right to. So it's going to come out, it's better for her if these are written stam than if they're documented. How is that? To tell her a bike, she shall like a bike, she shall says. So. Obviously, it's better for him to take it like that. So the Shkimerda said, "Give Masayim Zuz Pliny." So they, so Pliny finds out about it. He comes. He shows up to get his properties. So. If he's getting his payment to the chayiv, so he got his payment. If he takes it as so he comes and we say the Shkimara said you should get. We said, well, Shkimara doesn't got. He ain't got what to give. And well, yeah, he sold some properties. Right? He sold some. So I'll go to the Lukuchas. So let me go to the Lukuchas. So if he's coming as a matana, taking what's there, he can still go to the lakukas for the chayv. But if he comes to the lakukas saying, I received a matana, and therefore I'm arguing that the properties that you bought were bought afterwards after I had a right to the matana, he's not able to win with that. So it's much better for him to take whatever is there as for the matana purposes, and then later on when he comes to collect the chayv, if need be, he can go to the kukas. Okay. So avzu alamazanas losuchol litra of the kukas, well, ksuba titra vesa. To go to the kukas for the ksuba, she's able to. To go to the kukas for the mezonos, she's not able to. So we don't want her to document. I guess the thought process, we don't want her to document that anything was sold for ksuba purposes, because by doing so, she's taking away the potential right power that she has to collect from the kuchos for the ksuba. So okay, vis-a-vis the kuchos, the parallel is nice. If she writes up when she's selling, this is from Zanis and this is for ksuba, she's undermining her right her power to collect from the kuchos of the Baal. If she doesn't write, she has a right to say everything is from Zanis and slow the ksuba. Rashi says, okay, that's if the whole discussion is between the woman and the lakukhais. But what about the assignment? They'll say, no, they'll argue, you're coming to Mitzvah from us, Mazinais? You got your ksuba ready. You're coming to collect the ksuba from us in case it wasn't lakukhais. We paid your ksuba already. So the answer is yekarli lahamin edim shiras and nimkar lemazonos. She can bring edim to witness the sale that was for mazonos purposes. If the Yisraelim later on give her a problem when she comes back to the Ksuba and said that sale that you did was for Ksuba, so Yavoi Yidu will come and testify that it was not for Ksuba. But if she sells a property for super purposes, she won't necessarily get Aiden. And therefore, she could later on argue that she sold it for Mazana's purposes. And so therefore, vis-a-vis the Lekuka, she would still be able to collect her Ksuba. So, Rabbi Yossi is saying, it's much better for her not to write down that these were sold for the Ksuba, than to do so. I think that's Pshat over here. Okay. Oh,